Cerebral Satire is here, episode number 9, right? Yeah, episode number 9.
Yeah, I think so. Fucking, I don't know why you'd ask me that. I'm fucking as useless as
you are. I'm so fucking tired. Episode number 9, our New Year's episode. We are now on the Training Topics Network. We are now on DSJNP. We are ready to go, Ant. Cerebral Satire, here for your brain.
We are ready for this, so let us do this.
Let's just do this right now.
I'm going to have so much fun on this one.
For all the ancients we
You do like Auld Lang Syne. That was one of my questions I was going to ask you. Do Americans do Auld Lang Syne?
Yes, we love Auld Lang Syne.
A bit of a Scottish poem. Is it Scottish? I think it is Scottish.
I'm a
Auld Lang Syne's got to be Scottish.
Is it Scottish? I don't know.
I think so.
Okay, we'll go with that. We didn't look that
If I'm wrong, listeners, let me know. But I think I'm right.
Yeah, that's pretty much the quintessential New Year. I mean, that's pretty much what we're going to start the show out with. That's what we started the show out with. And who doesn't do Auld Lang Syne? Because, damn, it's like the perfect New Year song.
Yep, right? Absolutely. All of your mates, you're all pissed up. At this point, someone's at least had an affair, aren't they? So you're holding hands with your best mate that's just fucked your missus.
You have no idea how close that is to... to probably the truth at my parties, and I'll get to that later. Yeah,
no, I'm telling you, this is the truth for most parties. So anyway, that's what you're doing. You're holding hands with someone that's just literally fucked your missus in the bathroom, and you're like, "Yeah, I love you. Happy Christmas. I ain't gonna smoke anymore."
Welcome to the
sparking up out the back.
Welcome to the new year.
Fucking new year. It's gonna be a new day. What's a fucking shit year 2014's been though?
Fucking hell yes. God damn fucking
man,
shit.
It's been no fun at all. Everyone's moody this year, aren't they? Miserable bastards
cunts.
This year. What?
Miserable cunts.
Yeah, miserable cunts this year. I'll tell you. Everyone listening to this, you're a miserable cunt this
miserable
year.
Miserable cunt.
Next year, your first on your list of New Year's resolutions should be, I'm not going to be a miserable cunt.
Yeah, yeah. Have a good fucking year. How about that? How about not judge everything based on one fucking event of your whole year? Do a collective. There's something good that happened to you this year, damn it.
Everything in the news as well. It's like fucking Ebola this, planes going missing that, fucking doing this, doing that. Murders. Fucking Apple bring out a watch.
Oh, yeah.
Apple Watch. Well, that was a good fucking news story. So that means I could ignore people in another whole new way.
Listen to you. Now you're a miserable cunt.
No, I'm being miserable at the people being miserable. It's a whole paradox going on here.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about these miserable cunts and what they do for New Year's.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do some... So 17 unusual ways people celebrate their new year. This is on businessinsider.com. This is kind of cool. I read this. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, we'll pick a couple of these because a couple of these are interesting. And a couple of them actually relate to me as well.
Yeah.
Because in Spain, they eat 12 grapes for good luck. So what you do is, I've done this many a time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I used to be a transport manager, if people know me. I used to be a transport manager. And I'd be a transport manager for a grape company. So I know a hell of a lot about grapes. There's not a lot, Devil Vamp, about grapes
that, you don't
that
know.
I don't know about.
Okay.
So in Spain, yeah, what you do is when the clock chimes, you have a grape. And then it chimes again, you have another grape, and you have 12 grapes.
Okay. That's supposed to be like a... What does that symbolize? A sign of good health to...
No, it's nothing. It dates back to 1895.
Okay.
And it's when the vine farmers realized that they had surplus of grapes, basically. they're too many fucking grapes.
Started eating
shit. Like, we might as well... Let's fucking eat as many grapes as we can. We've got, before they go off. So, yeah, pretty much that's how it started over 100 years ago. So, but yeah, that's one that I have celebrated before. So.
I'm looking at most of these. I have not done most of these. These are all brand new to me. Most of these are all brand new.
Yeah, because they're country specific, most of them, aren't they?
Yeah, a typical United States, or at least in my view, the United States New Year is drunkenness, watching the ball drop in whatever, either the New York one or whatever city you're in. Like Atlanta does the peach because Georgia's known for its peach.
Mm-hmm. The ball drop?
Yeah, we do the 10-second, 10, 9, 8, 7.
Then the ball drops.
And the ball starts at the top. And it's labeled like 2014.
Hey, what, New Year's Eve, mate. You come over here and watch my balls drop.
I know. Your balls haven't dropped already? Dude, I know you've heard of the New York ball dropping.
No, they haven't. Yeah, Madison Square. Not my fucking... Times Square.
Yes, Times Square ball drop, yes.
Crazy Americans.
Yeah, so no, they have like...
We have fireworks. You've got to have fireworks.
Yeah, we do have fireworks. They have like the peach drop, which is in Atlanta. They drop a peach. Not like a real one, a fake one, like full of lights and stuff. And then...
How big is this peach?
It's huge.
Is it the size of a peach?
Yeah, it's the size of a tangerine. No, I mean, it's the size of a fuck. It's like the ball dropping in New York. Essentially, Atlanta just copied what New York was doing.
Got bastards.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, so that's, I mean, that's pretty much typical. We just get drunk and have fun. I'll tell you what we do a little bit later. But yeah, I haven't heard of most of these. Like grapes, not heard of it. In Belgium, children write New Year's letters to their parents. Never done that before.
I quite like that.
I do too.
That's very sweet.
It is.
It's a lovely thing to do.
Yeah, it's like, I hope you have a good year, mommy and daddy.
And I can't view anymore because my computer's crashed. So you'll have to tell me. You have to cherry pick a couple more. Right.
In Denmark, people eat a really huge cake and throw dishes. What is up with that?
Well, throw dishes? What do you mean they throw dishes?
What is this? People in Denmark prepare an evening meal that ends with a special dessert known as a kranskage.
Nailed it.
A step slope cone shaped cake decorated with firecrackers and flags. Also, it's thought that throwing dishes on someone's doorstep on January 1st assures they will have many friends in the year ahead.
Fucking many friends. I'll have an A&E trip if I step out my fucking door. Stamp on that. Fucking, did you hear that noise?
What was that?
Did you hear that noise?
I did. What was that?
Fuck it, I'm opening the door. That was some little fucking kids or throwing something at the house.
Fucking...
Walk outside your house, stand on a fucking broken plate, let's go to A&E.
That's right.
Eric, happy fucking New Year, you bastards.
Happy New Year. Have many friends, and hope you get shrapnel on your feet.
Okay,
no. In Japan, it is believed the god of the New Year comes down to Earth.
For what? For the party or what?
I don't know. This is what Business Insider says. On New Year's Eve in
Japan. We like party.
we like party. In Japan,
party God.
Buddhist temples ring their bells 108 times to welcome
108.
Toshigama, the New Year's God.
Very specific number.
Yeah, I know, right? Japanese also clean their homes and send thank you cards called Negaho,
yeah.
That wish a happy new year and give thanks to friends and relatives. In Estonia, they eat up to 12 meals that night.
Fucking hell.
Good. What is with the eating? It's like the fucking gluttony of fucking
Yeah,
days.
Because then on the first, you go, ah, you always see this, right? This is another thing you always see.
So they do this in they do this in other countries too?
No, I'm saying this would happen in your country, in your fucking party. There'll be a fat slob in the corner,
me.
Right?
Yeah,
always
me.
Eating
me.
All the fucking food.
Me.
Right? And she's over there. She's in the corner right
Why
now.
Is it a she? Why is it a she?
It's always a bird, isn't it? It always seems to be a bird. I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying. Eating all the fucking finger food.
Yep.
Like eating the sandwiches and that. Mm-hmm. Stuffing the post right there. And then it comes to 12 o'clock. What's your New Year's resolution, love? I'm gonna go on a fucking diet, isn't I? I'll tell you what, fucking should have gone on it 2 hours ago, you fucking fat bitch.
Jesus Christ. Some people in Estonia believe they should eat 7, 9, or 12 meals on New Year's Eve, with each meal consumed, and it's believed that the person gains the strength of that many men the following year. You don't eat dinner.
Can't weight of that many men as well.
Oh, you? Wait. Here we go. This is how they waste food. You don't eat the entire meal. However, part of the meal is left unfinished for the spirits or ancestors who visit the house on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. Fuck this poor starving kids. Why is everything so
fucking... Why is everything so fucking fake and, like, spirits and goblins and shit, fucking gods coming down? Why is New Year's so fucking special?
Well, because it's a whole new beginning, isn't it? It's a whole new beginning, New Year's. I love a bit of New Year's.
You do?
Yeah. Used to earn me a lot of money New Year's, doing gigs on New Year's Eve, mate.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably big time true. In Finland, people tell one another's fortune with melting tin. See, another made-up thing. People tell another's fortunes with melted tin. And Finnish New Year tradition is called Molly Diplomacy. Yeah, I swear to God, Molly, no, not diplomacy. Molly Domacy. which is the act of telling New Year's fortunes by melting tin, actual lead. Ooh, that's not good.
No, don't melt lead.
In a tin pan on the stove and then quickly throwing it into a bucket of cold water.
There's a lot of poisoning going on in this country. Why is that? A lot. On New Year's.
The blob of metal is then analyzed in a candlelight to see what fate will befall the person in the new year. Fucking fake nonsense bullshit. In Ireland, women put mistletoe leaves under their pillows to find husbands. In Ireland, women put mistletoe leaves under their pillows to find husbands. If any redheaded Irish women want to find a husband, come to America, come to my door, I will marry you.
Devil Vamp. I do like you a lot.
Oh, I love me some Irish women.
No, do you know my nana?
No,
old Aunt the Vigilante's nana was Irish.
Oh, was she now?
And she was a redhead woman.
Oh, I'm a big fan of redhead woman.
So, yes.
My mom would be so happy if I married an Irish woman.
Go back to the old country. Happy.
Yep. Very much from Ireland.
Yeah, all these New Year's things, just it all stems back from tradition, doesn't it?
Pagan tradition and
everything pretty much stems back from the pagans. We've discussed that on Halloween and Christmas. So.
Germans eat marzipan pigs and watch TV.
They love a bit of Stollen, don't they?
They do. German people eat jam-filled donuts and made...
Did you get Stollen?
Are German people really fat?
No, they're not fat.
Their women are, though, aren't they?
No. I went to Oktoberfest this year in Munich.
Yeah.
I'd say most of the women are very slim and beautiful. I'd say they're on a par with British women. They're very similar. Because you get some really nice ones, and then you get some fucking massive ones.
So,
there's no in between.
Like normal.
So I saw this woman, right? They have to bring over these beer kegs, these glasses. And these glasses are fucking heavy. I mean, I could carry four. Right, and I'm struggling, and I'm a bloke, and this fucking woman come out 12, and because it's so busy at Oktoberfest, she's walking down the aisle, and if anyone gets in her way, you're getting a fucking glass in the head.
That's
and
why
this little cow, she went boom, this fucking girl fell to the floor. And there was like 1,000 people just laughing at this girl. It was funny. It's just get the hell out of my way. I'm doing my job. Get out of my way.
Like
12.
German girls are known for like being strong women, right? Strong.
She looked like a fucking German shopper.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what, you know,
that's the stereotype. And she was a shopper.
Yeah, and then you see, you know, the German woman on the internet, and you're like, wow, okay.
Exactly. So, yeah, there's that sort of thing. Yeah. I'm being very stereotypical. But
yeah, we are right now, but that's fun. In Macedonia...
We can laugh at the Germans, can't we? Because they deserve it.
It's the one country we can laugh at. In Macedonia, people celebrate New Year's Eve twice.
Lucky bastards.
Celebrate on December 31st as well as on January 14th, according to the Macedonia Orthodox, also known as the Julian or Lunar calendar.
So you get a couple of weeks off and then go again. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Fireworks happen throughout the day.
If it was the night after, you'd be like, oh, fuck off, wouldn't you?
Not
two in a row, but a couple of weeks apart, I'll be up for that.
Fireworks happen on the 31st with everybody else, and then Macedonian children receive gifts from relatives on the 14th.
So if you're
a kid in Macedonia,
like
you're right.
Greedy little cunts.
That's right. Two Christmases.
Motherfuckers. Greedy bastards. Well, Macedonia, you're greedy.
And then the Jewish New Year's, Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
It's said to be the day of judgment.
Oh, fuck.
Everything's always bad with the fucking...
Here we go.
Miserable bitches. You know. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year and is known as the Day of Judgment when God inscribes the fate of every person for the upcoming year in the Book of Life or the Book of Death. Takes place over 2 days in an early autumn and usually involves synagogue services and large meal with family and friends.
Fucks. Can't we just get pissed and have a laugh? We can't get one night, can we?
You're going to love this one. Are you ready for this one?
Is this the last one?
Nope. I'm about midway down. In Ecuador, people burn effigies of their enemies at midnight.
I like that one.
Ant, you and I are enemies.
There wouldn't be enough fucking straw in this country for me to do that.
The scarecrows are made from newspaper and pieces of wood, and at midnight, everyone gathers outside their homes to burn the dummies together. Now, this is my thing.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll hire Wembley Football Stadium, which holds what 90,000 people, yeah, and it still won't be fucking big enough.
Okay, so this is my thing. Okay, if you're gonna be the bigger person about it, why would you care what your enemy does? Like, why are you so consumed with what they're doing that you have to sabotage their new year to make your new year good? You know what I mean?
It's like voodoo, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exactly like voodoo. That's exactly what it is.
So, you know, they love a bit of voodoo over there, don't they? Ecuador, yeah. South America. So,
well, that's pretty much where they're... Yeah.
Burn him.
Ridiculous. In Serbia, New Year's Eve is like Christmas.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do two Christmases.
No, me neither. Population then celebrates...
How much money that costs.
New Year's Eve is celebrated like Christmas in Serbia, and is where it's believed Santa Claus, or Dia Meres, visits house to leave presents under the family spruce tree. The population then celebrates the Serbian New Year on January 13th, according to the Julian calendar.
Okay. All right, go on. Give me one more. One good one.
In Iran, the first day of spring...
It's our language.
The first day of spring, marks the beginning of the new year. The Persian "quote unquote" new year, or Nowruz, marks the first day of spring and beginning of the year in the Iranian calendar. Preparation for the Nowruz begins in the last winter month of the Persian solar calendar and symbolizes the rebirth of the god of sacrifice. Dhamunzi, a man dressed as Dhamunzi, has a face painted black and dances through the streets with tambourines and trumpets dressed all in red to symbolize good luck. So Iran, as everything fucking else in that goddamn country, that shithole of a country that doesn't let women drive and that likes to kill people because they don't believe in what everyone else believes in, they don't celebrate the New Year's. They celebrate the first day of spring in spring. So again, they do everything backwards like the rest of the fucking world.
They could do it forwards. They could be the forward thinkers.
Fuck you, Iran. Fuck you.
Ah, poor old Iran. They get our time, they do.
Now, with all the ancients that we have forgotten.
Go back 4,000 years and humans were still making New Year's resolutions. Though the ancient Babylonians were making them in March, they set up a tradition that the Romans would later move to January 1st, and we continue a similar tradition of oath-taking today, though with a lot less animal sacrifice. In the modern age, we have a much better idea of how to better ourselves.
How soon do we forget our New Year's resolution, ants? How soon do you let that New Year's resolution... Do you make New Year's resolutions, ants?
I do.
You?
And they're usually things to do not immediately. You know, people make them like, I'm going to stop eating, I'm going to lose some weight. And they join the gym like in January. Mm. Now, my New Year's resolutions are, like for this year, it was quit smoking. Right?
Yeah.
And it's a whole year thing. So I quit smoking in October. I haven't smoked since.
Not bad. So you slowly cut yourself back.
I've done it in the year. Mm-hmm. And that's what a New Year's resolution. It's not like you've got to do it January 1st, done. To me, it's like I've got to do this year. So I do things like, I'm using this as an example because I've never done this, but like bungee jumping. I'm going to go bungee jumping this year.
All right.
You know, like something like that, you know? Or like I'm gonna climb this mountain. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to run a 5K.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Things like that.
Okay.
And as long, you know.
I notoriously do not do New Year's resolutions.
Why are you grumpy?
No, I just don't like the fact that you make it on a day that most of the time you've been drinking.
Yeah.
You're trying to celebrate and have a good beginning to the new year, and I think it's putting a lot of pressure on yourself. I'm more of a person.
It's not pressure, is it?
Well, no. Hang on. I'm more of a person that will just make promises to myself, and especially here lately, I'm actually starting to come through with those promises. So I'm more of a person that will go, right, I'm just going to do this, and I just do it. So it's just like getting
more spontaneous.
I'll just be like, okay, this is my goal for the whole year. It's not a New Year's resolution. I don't do it on New Year's. I just say, my goal for next year is to start the DSJNP network. Boom, I did that this year.
Yeah.
Okay, that was my goal. It was my main goal. I have two coming up in the next year, is to go back to school, and the other one is to...
Don't go back to school.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to school. And then the other one is... The other one is we have a family beach trip coming up in June or July.
Okay.
And my goal is to go there with 6-pack abs.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen, you fat bastard. Throw that one out.
That's my goal. I'm pretty set on that goal. Like I'm probably more set on that goal than I am going back to school at this point, because I still have to move somewhere. I don't know where I'm moving. But I'm pretty
set. You'd be better off going with a 2-pack on your fucking radio. Having a 6-pack.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you're a fat bastard just like me.
I never made a promise to myself that I quit smoking. I knew around 30 that I wanted to quit smoking at some point.
Yeah, same. Snap.
So I did it when I was 30. But I did it because of more of a health scare than I wanted to quit, because I didn't want to quit and I miss smoking. I know you do too.
Yeah, I actually don't as much as I
you will.
Thought I would.
Yeah, yeah. It's not one of those things actually, that happen when all drink, the time. It's one of those, when you drink, you want it more.
When I drink, I want it more. But, you know, I'm drinking now and it's now, not even now, going through my mind.
Now when you drink, you just want to talk to me.
Exactly. That's pretty much how it goes down now. So,
I mean, all of us are making New Year's resolutions this year. It's sort of a thing.
Come on, let's do them then. I want to do a couple of New Year's resolutions.
All right. Well, let me tell you this first. So, this is what my I don't celebrate my New Year's with my family. I celebrate my New Year's with my friend families.
Yeah,
so, in other words, my friends that I consider family, we go to either a cabin or we go to his place. We all stay safe. We all bring our alcohol with us because it's an amateur night. So you know, drunken people. There's checkpoints everywhere around America. Checkpoints. Yeah, they check to see drunk driving, and if you're, you know, they.
Okay.
Yeah, as you drive through, you have to show your ID, and they check to make sure you haven't been driving. They try to cut down the fatalities in New Year's. Essentially, is what they're trying to do.
Good.
So
good.
Yeah. So this year we're all making New Year's resolutions, which is something we normally don't do. We normally don't do New Year's resolutions, my friends. But this year we're trying to get a friend of ours on task. Okay.
Right.
He's kind of an older guy. He's like 30 something, a little high 30s, and he needs to get his life together. And he's been wasting his life, most of his life. And we're trying to
get. Is he a wanker?
No, he's just had some bad stuff happen to him. You know, right. It's not necessarily his fault, but he had a bad childhood. He had some, doesn't really have any family. He had some bad stuff happen to him, which is fine. We just want him to know that we can do these things. Therefore he can do these things. You know, I got the DSJNP network up. A couple of my other friends graduated college. They got other things going on. They got this going on. They got that going on. Got new jobs, things like that. So we want him. So we're kind of going to have a pseudo intervention, pseudo, hey, this is what I'm doing. What are you doing? Hey, this is what I'm doing. Why don't you do this? You know, something like more of an encouragement thing rather than a, you look, dude, you need to get your shit together thing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So what are the things then?
I'm definitely the 6-pack abs, or at least not be as fucking fat and disgusting as I am now.
No, not for you. Your mate.
Oh, he needs to get his GED.
What's that then?
It's not a high school graduation certificate. It's like an after high school certificate. He doesn't have either one of them. So, because he never graduated high school. He never finished high school. So a GED is like saying, okay, I know everything that I should know leaving high school, but I didn't finish high school.
Okay, fair enough.
So he needs to, that's the main thing, is he needs to get a GED and he needs to move out of our other friend's house.
Oh, he's living with another friend.
He's living with another friend. He's been doing it for a long time. So it's time for
him. He's the bum.
He is. He's the bum friend that we kind of all just love and take care of.
We all have one of them.
Yeah. So we're trying to get him together. We're trying to get his shit together. There's some other stuff, some more personal stuff on the other. I know if I say that, probably on the other aspect of the other guy that was effective.
Let's get fucked.
No, the other...
He's a virgin.
No.
He's a heroin addict.
Hang on. So that other thing that happened, he's trying to become a doctor.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
That takes fucking like 8 years.
I know. But he already started. He started previously. He just had to take a pause because of that thing that happened. But he's trying to become a doctor, and he's going to redo his bathroom this year is his goal. My other friend, he's going to move out of his parents' house. And then I don't know what my other buddy's doing. I haven't talked to him yet, so I don't know what my other buddy's doing. But, yeah, so we all got pretty cool resolutions. My other resolution this year is to get the DSJMP DSJMP website up, which I have the money now, so I just have to buy it now. And then
what you need to do is not call it DSJMP.com. We need
it won't DSJMP. It'll be DSJMP.com.
And that would be amazing.
Yeah. No, that's coming up this year. And then the other one is going back to school. So I'm going back to school, losing weight so I can look good for the beach.
Ain't gonna happen.
Wow, you doubt me.
I'm doubting you right now.
Remember, I'm the one who quit smoking cold turkey.
So did I.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
Yes, I fucking did. I did do it cold turkey.
Fine, whatever. You say so.
How did I not do it cold turkey?
You said you didn't do it cold turkey. You said you had one or two here and there.
Well, no. There was that night when my mouth really hurt, and I was like, right, this is ridiculous. And I stopped, and had one since.
Oh, okay, all right. So you weaned yourself, and then you just quit.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Bollocks to you, mate.
So the website, lose weight, look good for the beach, so I can maybe find a girlfriend. And then... I know, that may not happen either, but that's fine, because I'm an asshole.
I've got a couple.
You do? What you got? Go back to school.
Well, I'm going back to school. What the fuck would I go back to school?
Is that
I'm
for
fucking,
me?
I'm the highest possible educational person you'll ever meet, my friend.
Yeah. Your girl there.
Cambridge University right here.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway.
What's your goal?
My goal is to go on more holidays.
That's a good goal, man.
So, just got a boat. Got a boat now.
You bought a boat?
I didn't buy a boat. The family's bought a boat.
Oh, your parents have bought a boat.
Parents bought a boat, okay. And they said, use this boat.
Oh, okay.
We won't use it that often. So you use the boat.
Why did they buy it?
Because, I don't know. They bought this boat.
Okay.
It costs a lot of money, this boat.
Sounds like
it's
fun.
It's a big boat.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do lots of little mini holidays on the boat.
That sounds awesome, honestly.
Friend Wayne is a baker. He's coming on the holiday on the boat. He's already booked up. So we're going to do lots of holidays on the boat. And I want to go on a nice family holiday. That's what I want to do. More breaks away.
That sounds fantastic.
Rather than sitting on the sofa on a weekend doing nothing, mm-hmm. which is what I do, watching NFL mm-hmm. and watching crap on telly. Get out the house and do more things.
That's awesome.
That's my one resolution this year.
Yep.
Do more things.
That sounds fan-fucking-tastic, my man.
So, yeah.
If you do that, I guarantee you'll have a good year.
Exactly.
I fucking guarantee you'll have a great year, honestly.
2014 was so crap. It can't be any better. Fucking worse, can it, really?
No, not really. It's pretty shit.
Unless I die.
It's pretty shit. The only good thing that really happened over here was that we made a lot of jobs this year. That's pretty much the only good thing that happened this year.
Yeah, I mean, our economy's getting a little bit better over here, but, you know, really? I mean, fucking hell. There's not been much to write home about, is there, this year?
Not this year. This year's been pretty shit.
Not even in music. Music's been a bit crap.
Or that other thing you enjoy together.
Films have been a bit crap.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not just not been a very good year in general.
I would disagree with the films. I think we've had some pretty good films.
Name some.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
One film. one half decent one, film.
Honestly, I saw so little films this year.
Yeah,
I
but
couldn't.
What I'm saying is, if you go, oh, I'm seeing some boobies on TV. Sorry.
Oh, it's always good. See, that's why I'm jealous of you guys. You got to see boobies on TV.
Game of Thrones, isn't it?
Oh, fantastic! Honestly, yeah,
Game of Thrones is on. No, what I was going to say is, what was I going to say?
I don't know. Something about films.
No, if you go to like 2012, 2013 and pick your top five movies, then all of that top five will piss on the top five of this year, I'd say.
Okay.
It's not been, I just don't think it's been a great year in general.
No, it really hasn't, I would say.
Politically, entertainment.
And normally I'm the one that's all about, you know, hey, it's not as bad as you think, it's not as bad as you, and it's never as bad as anybody thinks, but no. I'm being honest, it has been a shit year.
Yeah, it's been a bit shit year.
Okay.
There it is! The Bridge of Death.
Oh, great.
Look, there's the old man from scene 24.
What is he doing here?
He is the keeper of the Bridge of Death. He asks each traveler three questions. He who answers the three questions, may cross in safety.
But what if you get a question wrong?
Then you are cast into the gorge of eternal peril.
Oh, wacko.
Who's going to answer the questions? Sir Robin.
Yes?
Brave Sir Robin, you go.
Hey, I've got a great idea. Why doesn't Lancelot go?
Yes, let me go, my liege. I will take it single-handed. I shall make a feint to the northeast.
No, hang on. Just answer the five questions.
Three questions
as best you can. And we shall watch and pray.
I understand, my liege.
Good luck, brave Sir Lancelot. God be with you.
Stop! Who would cross the bridge of death must answer me these questions, thee. The other side he see.
Ask me the questions, Bridgekeeper. I am not afraid.
What is your name?
My name is Sir Lancelot of Camelot.
What is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Right, off you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
So Amy submitted this one to me.
I am looking forward to this one.
Amy submitted this one to me. Your I don't know what to call her. What should I call her? Your wife? No.
We're not married.
Yeah, you don't like that. Your significant other.
Significant other. Yep. Have I ever told a story about why we're not married?
Yes. Well, you've told it to me, not on the actual radio.
Should I do it on the radio?
No. We'll talk about that around Valentine's Day.
Oh, is it that fucking uninteresting, is it?
No, we have to get through this.
Okay. All right. Come on.
All right. So Amy submitted this 18 questions that are almost impossible to answer. This has had almost 4 million views on BuzzFeed.com. Okay. So here's the questions.
Number one, would you rather live 1,000 year life or live 10 100 year lives? Well, it's better, isn't it?
I would rather live 1,000 year life.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because I don't want to have to relearn everything again.
Yeah, but then you'll have the memory of all the things mm-hmm. that has ever gone on.
Yep, I don't care. I want that. Up. I want that. No, I want that.
So you got to see, right, this is the thing. This is why I'm going to go with the other one.
Oh.
I'd rather have 10 100 year lives because I'd imagine you're forgetting everything.
Yeah.
So you're starting just being reborn mm-hmm. 10 times. Mm-hmm. And if you live for 1,000 years, I bet you'll have 30 wives.
Oh, probably more than that.
You probably
have 100 wives. 100 wives. Probably have 100.
And think of all your kids.
Yeah, you probably have. Oh, you have a lot of kids. And then grandchildren, great grandchildren. Oh, man, you'd be surrounded by family all the time.
Exactly. And they'll all die. So your kids will die before you do. Your grandkids will die before you do. But if you live 10, 100 year lives, you'll see your kids all raise up and then you die.
Okay.
And that's the way it should be. Right. And you do that 10 times over. I'm definite for the second one on this one.
Okay. All right. I answered the second one.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather? Number two. Would you rather what?
Go on.
Would you rather have legs as long as your fingers, have fingers as long as your legs? What the fuck? Okay.
Right. What would you go for?
I would rather have legs as long as my fingers, I think. I'm
really? Why?
I don't know. I'm getting creeped out even thinking about it, honestly. I'm
different again.
No, I want legs as long as my fingers because I want to be able to touch things, and no woman. What women will date you if your legs are really small, but they won't date you if they can't hold
your
hand.
Devil vamp.
Yeah.
There's the corner shop.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just go get me some sweets from the corner shop?
Yeah, let me get in my wheelchair and I'll go.
So you're going wheelchair angle.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If I have legs as long as my fingers, yeah, I'm going wheelchair.
But if you have fingers as long as your legs, think of the sort of shenanigans you can get up to.
So disgusting. Right? You're going to look like a spider. It's disgusting.
Right. Check me out.
Okay.
You're hiding around a corner, right? Mm-hmm. Your mate walks past the corner, touch him on the back with your massive 6-foot fingers, and then you can hide.
So disgusting. It's so disgusting.
I'd go for the fingers, because you can get up to more fun with long fingers.
Oh, I'm doing legs on that one.
No, fucking fingers, man.
I'm doing legs on that one. Would you rather...
We've disagreed on both of them.
Yeah, read number three. Of course we did. Read number three.
So would you rather be illiterate, but have the power to read minds... or just have the ability to read?
Ooh.
Fuck, that is the most bullshit question ever. I'm going for the first one. I can fucking read your mind, motherfucker.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Wow. 56%.
I don't have to fucking read. It's 2014. I've got a fucking audio book, you prick. I'll read your mind while you're fucking reading.
56% said they would rather have the ability to read. 44 said they'd be illiterate and have the power to read minds.
That is bullshit.
Wow. Wow.
That's crazy.
Would you rather eat chocolate flavored poop or eat poop flavored chocolate?
That's a good one.
What?
That's a good one. I suppose you won't get ill.
Isn't it the same thing? No, eat chocolate flavored poop or poop flavored chocolate.
You won't get ill eating chocolate, but you could get ill eating shit, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could get. Yes, you definitely could get ill eating shit.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna eat the
chocolate flavored poop. Oh no, the
shit flavored chocolate.
The poop flavored chocolate. All right,
that's what I'm going with. What, shit you not.
50-50.
It's 50-50.
Yeah, which means I'm pretty sure most people didn't understand the question.
Why would you eat shit?
Exactly.
Like chocolate.
Exactly, because people don't understand
the question. It'd be easier to go down, wouldn't it? It depends how big the chocolate is, I suppose.
Because
if the chocolate's like one little piece, then I don't know.
People didn't understand that question, or there's a lot more people into fucking scat porn than we think.
Yeah, but you got to think, it will taste like chocolate. That shit will taste like chocolate.
Yeah, but...
It could fucking destroy your insides.
Yeah, it could give you hepatitis.
Exactly. Well, fucking worse than that.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat the shit-flavored chocolate, I think. I'm going shit-flavored chocolate.
You're on a desert island with a beautiful woman or man. Would you rather their top half fish or their bottom half fish?
That's a mermaid question, then.
Yes.
Mermaid question.
Top or bottom?
Right, here's my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
If they're top half fish, can they speak English?
Yes.
So they can speak
English? I'm going they speak English either way.
I'm being shouted out saying, no, that's not the way it is.
She doesn't know that. There's no answer to that. This is our game.
She's making her own rules over it.
This is our game. Is she not involved in this?
It's our game, and she's not involved in this.
Mm-mm.
So if she speaks, if it's an English-speaking fish,
mm-hmm.
I'm going top half fish.
Top half fish.
But if it's not...
So you got to fuck it in its fish hole.
Why have I got to fuck it?
Well, what?
It doesn't say anything about fucking.
Oh. All right, I'm going top half then too. Oh, man, 80% went bottom half. Wow.
Yeah, like because that's the classic.
The bottom half fish, that means they're going to rape that fish.
That's, I don't know, hang on. Now I'm thinking about it a little bit.
They're going to rape that fish,
if they're top half fish, but they speak English.
Then you get blowy.
They've got lovely legs, aren't they? And you just close your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I like top half. I'm
always
a big top half.
I don't
want to
put my penis in a scaly hole.
Yeah. Well, then you won't
do that enough
for
home.
Yeah. 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 Yep. Yep. I agree.
So yeah, I'm going top half fish.
Would you rather be 4'5" or 7'7"?
That's easy, isn't it?
Yeah, 7'7", right?
Seven.
Yeah, absolutely.
7'7". Easy. What are the numbers saying?
56 would be there. I'd be 4'5".
Why the fuck would you want to be 4'5"?
I don't know.
Why would you want to be Wayne this Baker?
I was going to say that. Would you rather be able to run 100 miles per hour or fly at 10 miles per hour? Fly!
Oh.
Fly!
Don't know, dude. This one is actually really,
fuck that,
really
dude.
Tough.
You could be levitating right now talking to me.
Yeah, but it's only at 10 miles an hour.
Fuck that. I don't care.
Yeah, but if you're 1,000 miles away,
100 miles an hour is not that fast. It's not.
It's 10 times faster than fucking 10 miles an hour.
But you're flying.
I don't know. But to
that
be
means
able
you can
to
fly up
100
in the
miles
air.
An hour. Fuck, this one is actually the one that's I'm really struggling
dude,
with.
I am flying.
You're going for
I'm
flying.
I'm flying. Yeah. I'm flying. I want to fly so bad. I'm flying. I hate flying in planes. I want to fly without planes so bad.
When people say to me, like, oh, you know, when you wake up after a night out and you're like, oh, fucking, I'd go for a McDonald's milkshake right now. It's the only thing I love from McDonald's. I love a chocolate milkshake, right?
You're saying you're going to speed out?
I'd love to go for a chocolate milkshake. But the nearest fucking McDonald's to me is about 15 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So now.
15 miles. Jesus Christ, Ed. You're so fucking first world country problem.
Well, yeah, it is a little bit. But I'm saying, if I'm flying, that's taking me an hour and a half.
I don't right? care. You're still flying.
Yeah, but that's an hour and a half fucking flying. That'll do me head in. After, after 5 minutes, that novelty's running off, mate.
All right, so you're saying 100 miles per hour.
If I'm running 100 miles an hour, I'll be there in minutes.
Okay, all right.
I'm running 100 miles an hour.
31%. 69% want to fly. 31% want to run. Because yeah, flying is fucking amazing.
So number eight, would you rather sweat mayonnaise?
I always get those mixed up.
Or shit a softball?
Oh, I want to shit a softball. I can't stand fucking mayo, dude. I can't stand mayo.
Don't like mayonnaise.
I fucking disgusting. It looks like jizz. I can't fucking stand it.
You don't like mayonnaise? Oh, I fucking love mayonnaise. Disgusting. I'll tell you what, 100%. This one's probably the easiest one thus far. I've got to shit a fucking softball out of my arsehole. Yeah, that's fucking worse than having a baby.
Women do it all the time. No way. Women do it all the time.
Not out their fucking arses.
Yes, they do. I've seen women take a lot of big things in their assholes.
You've been watching that marrow porn again.
I
would rather sweat mayo because two reasons. Number one, I quite like mayo, so I'll be having my lunch. And I'll be like,
oh my god, it's the most. Oh.
Yum, yum. Or number two, if you're sweating mayo, right, you could jar it and sell it. Yeah, sell it.
Literally, I think I'm gonna throw up in my mouth right now.
And sweaty mayo.
Right, I'm doing sweaty mayo, but I'm pooping a softball.
Number nine,
sweaty mayo, 42%. Poop, 58.
Fucking hell. Yeah,
people want to blow their assholes.
They do. Right, number nine. Would you rather? Oh, this one's a good.
Oh.
This one's a good. Would you rather have a dragon or be a dragon? This one's a good one.
I think I want to have a dragon.
Yeah, again, it's all fucking relative. What is my dragon going to do? Is it going to be like Game of Thrones? Like it will do everything I tell it?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's yours. It's like a dog. You have a dragon.
If it's like a pet, like a dog pet, it's like my little dragon, then fuck yeah, I want to have a dragon. I don't want to be a dragon. But again, you're saying with the flying thing, you can fucking fly it and spit fire.
Yeah, but you can fly on top of a dragon too, and you can still make love to your girl, and you can still have kids, and you can do everything else if you have a dragon. If you are a dragon, the only way you have sex is have sex with other dragons. We don't know how that's done. And the fact that you're scaly,
you don't know how that's done.
You're gross looking, and
you put a cock inside a vagina. That's how fucking sex happens, you freak.
Here's the same thing. Would you rather be a dog or do you want a dog?
I'd rather be a dog.
All right. Well, then you want to be a dragon, but I want to have a dragon.
I want to have a dragon, but I'd rather be a dog.
Oh, no, no. I'd rather
be a dog because you don't do nothing all day. You get fed. You go for a walk. You do what you want, don't you?
Basically. Oh, that one's trash, dude. 78% have a dragon.
I'd rather definitely have a dragon.
Me too. I don't want to be a dragon.
No.
Okay. Number 10.
Unless I'm Puff the Magic Dragon.
All right.
Number 10. Would you rather be... This is the first time I've read some of these.
Me too.
Right. Be sexually attracted to fruit or have Cheetos dust permanently stuck on your fingers?
Fruit. I'd rather be sexually attracted to fruit.
What is Cheetos dust?
When you eat Cheetos, the chip, when you eat Cheetos, you have that cheese dust on your fingers and you have to lick it off or wipe
fingers.
It off. Yeah. Yeah. And you just suck. Normally people just suck off their cheese dust off their fingers.
Right.
But it's on there permanently. You can't get it off.
That tastes good though.
No, it doesn't taste very good. It's like,
like Cheetos and you're sucking them off.
It's like adding butter to a biscuit or a cookie and then eating butter directly out of the like jar or whatever. It doesn't. Okay. I'd rather be sexually attracted to fruit. I can't stand that.
I know my friend FTW's more attracted to fruit and vegetables, but it depends what fruit. What fruit am I being sexually attracted to?
Whatever fruit you want.
Well, if it's something with a nice hull, like pineapple ring.
Whatever fruit you want. It just says fruit. It doesn't specifically name
exactly.
Fruit.
It says fruit. That's like saying, would you rather be attracted to humans?
Do you like blondes or brunettes?
I don't particularly like some humans.
Do you like blondes or brunettes?
Personally, yeah. I'd go for a brunette over a blonde.
Then you go for a pineapple over an apple.
Is that the way it works?
It's the way it works. 67% would be rather be sexually attracted to fruit and have Cheetos permanently on their fingers.
Yeah, I'll probably go for the fruit, to be honest.
Number 11?
Yeah. Number 11 is never have to worry about money.
This is easy.
Live in a world with Pokemon.
Never have to worry about money.
What the fuck? Who fucking wrote this one?
I don't know, but I would never have to worry about money ever again.
Some fucking geek wrote this, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Fucking Pokemon. Fuck off. I'd rather...
Albedo!
Pikachu! Pika! Pika Pika! Yeah, never have to worry about money, right?
Yeah, I'd rather never
85% says fuck Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that one.
Number 12, would you rather?
Would you rather speak any language fluently? Oh, this is
This is a good one.
Or be able to talk to animals?
I want to talk to animals so bad. You know how many things they could tell us?
Here's the thing, Deb Vamp. Mm-hmm. And this is completely true, and I'm going to tell you this right now, out of my little brain box.
Here we go.
If a lion could speak English, you wouldn't be able to understand him. Let that sink in.
What? Why?
If a lion could speak English, you couldn't understand what he was saying.
What? Why?
Because the lion doesn't know your word for tree. He doesn't know that thing. So even if he could speak English, his word for tree would be completely different to your word for tree.
So you just ruined this question? Is that what you just said?
I have ruined this question.
God, you're such a cunt. All right, fine then. I'm going to go with speak any language fluently, which would be really...
Wouldn't it be amazing to speak any language fluently?
But talking to animals would be so neat, man. Literally, a fly would just fly down and be like, hey, man, where you been? Blah, 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 blah. He'd tell you all about it.
Americans don't travel that much, do they, really?
It all depends on
how many other countries have you been to?
One. It all depends on the American.
Canada.
Yeah, I've been to Canada.
And that's it.
Yeah,
you've been to America.
It's expensive to leave America. What do you want me to do, dude? I mean, it's fucking... I can't just... We're not located next to everybody.
It's expensive to fucking leave England as well, my friend.
Dude, you can drive to another country.
No, we can't. We're an island, you prick.
You have the tunnel.
Oh, my God. We have the tunnel.
Yeah.
You've got fucking Mexico down the south. Dude, you can get to Brazil. You can drive to Brazil if you wanted to.
Aunt, I live as far away as you live to China to fucking Mexico.
I'm just saying.
I live a very long way away, dude. I'm on the East Coast. I live probably 24 hours away, probably more than that. Probably 48 hours away from Mexico. If I start now, I would get there in 3 days. It's not an easy thing. That's an expensive thing to do. It's not like I can just drive to or get on a ferry and go to France or, you know, it's not right there for me. It's the only thing close enough is Canada and I had to fly there, you know. That's it. That's as close as I can get. The closest thing I can get would be the Florida Keys, but that's part of us, or Jamaica. That'd be the closest thing I can get to, would be Jamaica.
All right.
So, yeah, it's not as easy as you guys do it, you know? I mean, how many... You've been to what? Probably 15, 20 countries?
Fuck no. More than that,
yeah. Probably more than that, because you can just...
Probably about 50.
Yeah.
But I took a year out, right?
Yeah.
And to be honest, Devil Vamp, I've met many Americans traveling who were traveling around the world. Mm-hmm.
I'm not rich, nor do I want to travel poor.
But anyway, so getting back to my original point, if a lion could talk, we probably wouldn't understand him.
Yeah,
so I'm going...
Shit on that.
I'm going for... Well, it's a very old... saying, if you look it up on Google, people, if you don't believe me, because Amy's looking at me over the road saying
no.
I'm talking rubbish, but that is an actual true saying. A lion couldn't speak, you probably wouldn't understand.
They meant more like Dr. Doolittle thing, but you
know, it's meaning that their paraphrases for things would be different to us.
Okay.
So I would rather go on holiday to Spain and be able to speak to the Spanish.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
That'd be amazing for me.
I would much rather be able to talk every single language. That'd be awesome too.
Yeah, that would be really, really cool. So I'm going to language.
Number 13.
Fart porn? Fart
Fart popcorn?
Question mark. Or have your past and future web browsing history available to everyone?
Fart popcorn.
What's fart popcorn?
Fart popcorn. You know what popcorn is, right?
I know what popcorn is.
Then every time you fart popcorn.
Every time I fart,
popcorn
comes out.
Popcorn comes out, yep.
I fucking open a cinema in my house, mate. Fucking hell. The amount I fart, Jesus Christ.
Eating sausages all the time.
Fucking hell. I'll set up a cinema screen in here.
75% said they would rather fart popcorn than having their... I don't... fucking have, you know, but disgusting porn I watch, fucking have my web browsing history fucking available. Fuck that shit. Number 14. Yeah, exactly. Would you rather?
No, I know all the fucking
exactly
Brazilian fart porn again.
Fart popcorn and fart porn.
Yeah.
I have to say, is one type of porn that I would have to say 100% I'm not into is the farting kind.
Brazilian fart porn.
Not into the fart. Number 14. Would you rather
have a vagina on your forehead or have a row of penises
down your back like a stegosaurus?
Down your back like a stegosaurus.
I would rather have a vagina on my forehead. I could always cover that up with a baseball cap.
Yeah, you can wear a fucking hat, yeah, can't
or
you?
Or a do-rag or something.
You can fucking wear a hat.
Row of penises down your back. What happens when you get hard?
What a prick. Look at this prick. What a prick.
26% said that they would have a vagina on their forehead. 74% want a bunch of penises on their back.
74% went for the cocks on their back.
1 million people said they want dicks on their back. Have you lost your fucking... I guess they're not smart enough to think of hats.
Yeah, just a vagina on your forehead means
it's no
hat,
big deal. Yeah.
I'm done, you know. You're having sex with your missus. Finger me. Go on, just a finger. Riding you and fingering you at the same time.
Number 15.
Where the penis cocks on your back, that'll hurt, wouldn't it?
Yeah, dude, that'll hurt a lot. You sit that down hurt. Wrong, you know what it's like to sit down on your balls. Imagine what it's like to sit down on a dick.
Because if your missus is riding you, and you've got a boner all down your backs, you've got like 50 fucking boners.
You're going to fall one way or the other.
Time.
You can never lay on your back ever again.
No. These people are idiots. It's definite vagina on your forehead.
Yeah. Would you rather
have a bell go off every single time you are aroused? Happens anyway.
Ding.
People see the fucking package.
Ding. Yeah, no.
Or feel a sharp pain in your side every single time someone says your name. Oh bollocks. I'll have the bell go off.
Me
cheers.
Too. Thank you.
Fucking hell. Ding dong.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Dong. Mine's dong. Dong. Number 16, would you rather?
Would you rather only be able to whisper or only be able to shout? I'm a loud cunt, and
you are a very loud cunt.
I'll go for shouting all the time. Can you imagine whispering and you're trying to have a conversation with someone? Yeah. And they go, what did you say?
But it's really annoying when you have that fucking person walk around shouting everywhere.
Yeah, I'd rather shout low and people understand me than someone going, what the fuck did that prick say?
Yeah, like, I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Can you imagine in a pub or something?
84% only be able to whisper. 1.2 million.
These people are idiots. Can you imagine in a bar or a pub?
You would never be able to say anything.
Exactly. And people go, I can't literally understand what they're saying. No, I'll definitely rather be able to shout than whisper.
Yeah. Your main source of community would be a bar.
Yep. Yeah.
Would you rather have sex with a goat and no one knows you did it, or not have sex with a goat, but everyone thinks you did it?
I'll fuck a goat, thanks.
Think I would do it too.
You'd fuck the goat, wouldn't you? If I fucked a goat,
57% says no, and they would rather think everyone you did it. And then 43% said they would rather fuck a goat, and no one knows about it.
These people are fucking retards. I'm telling you, you'd fuck the goat, you'd come, and you'd go, "That was lovely, actually. That weren't too bad."
It wasn't bad.
And no one's gonna find out about this. Or you don't fuck the goat, and everyone thinks he's a goat fucker. Come off it. Human beings, what are you on about? You'd fuck the goat, get some pleasure, move on.
I'm down with that.
Definitely.
And finally, number 18, Ant. This one's pretty fucked up.
This one's hard. Mm-hmm. This one's hard. The last one.
Last one.
Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day of your life or join in once to stop it?
I'm going with the let's rip the Band-Aid off and just get it done. I don't want to watch them have sex every single day.
You're going to fuck your dad.
I think I could get enough therapy where enough people have had that happen to them.
No. See, this is the thing.
I would just join in and just do it and get it over with and then just never...
This is the thing. You would never forget it.
I know, but
you would never get
if
over
you
that.
If you don't do it, you have to watch them actually physically do it every single fucking day of your life.
Yeah, but it depends how you're watching them do it. If you're watching them do it with like the covers on,
nope, they're not talking about that. They're talking about watch them fucking actually do it. It means there's a close up on your dad's fucking dick going in your mom's vagina.
I'd rather watch my dad's dick from afar every day than fucking suck on it.
Nope. I disagree.
Sucking on my dad's cock.
I disagree. If you do it once, you're good. You're done.
Yeah, but how? What? Right, this is the thing. We need to set the ground rules here. Mm-hmm. Do I have to come?
No, it just says you have to join in. It doesn't say you have to finish. It just says join in.
If I join in for like, yeah. So I,
get a little
so
dick in your mouth, fucking, get a little pussy in your mouth, get a little assholes in your mouth, and you're good. You got.
I can cheat this a little bit, can't I?
Okay.
I can go, right, I'm joining in. I'll just like go near him and then get out again.
No, you can't go near him. You have to join. It means you have to physically involve yourself some way. You have to physically involve yourself in some way.
Can't just like
either
give,
like
give me mom a massage.
Nope, you can give your mom a mouth massage.
I'm watching them every day of your life.
Every day of your life, you have to sit down at 5 o'clock and watch them.
If I join in once, I will be fucking. I'll have nightmares for the rest of my life.
What?
So I'd
you don't actually have to physically go through the trauma every day.
Yeah, I'll have to fucking go for the
Fuck
trauma
you.
Every
I'm,
minute.
I don't care what you say. I'm doing the join in once. 73% say they would rather watch it every single day of your life. Fuck that noise.
Well done.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
NASA just emailed a wrench to the International fucking goddamn Space Station. I am fucking speechless in this. This is from ifuckingloveScience.com.
I fucking love science. One of my favorite websites, guys. If you haven't visited I fucking love science website, please do.
It's awesome.
It's full of amazing things. And this story in particular is one that jumped out as this week. And yeah, it's NASA emailed a wrench. So there's a guy, ISS Commander Barry Wilmore, who goes as the name is Butch. Butch. Mentioned over the radio, he said, hey guys, I need a fucking wrench. And
They're nerds. They're not jocks. They're nerds in space.
No, the astronauts are jocks, though.
No,
they?
The astronauts are nerds. They have they are nerds. They have PhDs it's and all this
Butch.
Stuff. Just because he's called Butch doesn't mean he's a jock. He's a nerd.
He looks pretty Butch.
Okay.
I'm looking at him now. I'm doing the fucking voices. So anyway, he said, I need a fucking wrench. And then one of the guys down at NASA in Houston, I'd imagine it. Is it Houston?
No, it's not going to be. Yeah.
Wherever it is.
Wherever. It's either in Houston or it's in Cocoa.
I think it was in California, this place, actually.
Yeah, actually, no, it was designed in California.
Yeah, so they went, we can send you a wrench, because his name was Mike Chen, so I imagine that's how he speaks. And they emailed him
a
wrench.
Oh, my God.
And this is actually going to change sort of the industry like that. Obviously, we've had 3D printers for a while now.
We have.
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. But when you think of the amount of shit that astronauts and people like that had to take on them sort of journeys,
yep.
just for the just in case. And now they're just like, right, we don't need to take the stuff for the just in case. We can just leave all of that down wherever. You know, we can leave that just in the night. If you need it, we'll send you it, and you and print it.
We're making,
it's amazing.
We're making,
it's amazing.
We are making motherfucking replicators from Star Trek.
I was talking about this with Amy, mm-hmm. and I was saying, okay, like, what about if you lose a leg in Afghanistan or somewhere like that, mm-hmm. and you go to the hospital, and they say, right, yeah, you need a new leg. They could just go, come back, we'll take it, you'll take your measurements and things now, put it in the 3D printer, come back in 4 hours, and there's your leg.
They are working on that. They're working on...
I don't mean like real leg. I mean like a prosthetic.
No. They're actually working on like really copying like human legs and shit like that. They're working on that, but they're not there yet.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like I'm talking about a prosthetic. So yeah. Something you could do now.
Yeah. Yes. That, like, that
rather,
can
rather than waiting...
Yes, that can happen now.
...a month for a company to make this mm-hmm. to spec, send it over from wherever it's made. You can say, actually, 4 hours time, come back, 4 hours time, there's your leg.
Yep.
Done.
Yep, that's
true. You know, and it's shit like that, which is really fucking amazing. So, and it's amazing some of the things we can do now.
The team started by designing the tool on a computer, then converting it into a 3D printer ready format, then sent it to NASA, which transmits the wrench into space station. Once the code is received by a 3D printer, the wrench is manufactured. Plastic filament is heated and extruded layer by layer. The ISS tweeted this photo earlier this week, and you can see the more pictures on ifuckinglovescience.com, IFL.com. The wrench process, located on the campus of NASA's Ames Research Center's Made in Space, built the first 3D printed for microgravity and was launched in the ISS September, because the space station has a small amount of gravity on it because it rotates. This is one of the most amazing things I've ever heard of. This is as close as Star Trek as I'm going to get. Hopefully not in my lifetime, but I'm so excited for the future of 3D printing that I can barely contain myself, and I want in on it. But it's fairly expensive right now. If you go to Adam Savage's, which he's a Mythbuster, if you go to Adam Savage's YouTube channel called Tested, T-E-S-T-E-D. It's a great YouTube channel that will teach you all about 3D printing and how it works, and they've tested different 3D printers, and it's just fantastic. And
well, they're talking about doing food, aren't they?
I can't.
Can you imagine doing food?
See, and all this. I know we were so glum about 2014 earlier. This is the stuff that makes me excited for the future of the world.
Yeah.
This right here is fucking amazing. If you think this is fucking stupid, you are a twat, and you should fucking kill yourself and get yourself out of the fucking gene pool and stop breathing my goddamn air, because this this is the fucking future of the world. This is how we're going to survive and not kill ourselves.
You went a bit aggressive, man.
I can't help it, because some people think this is stupid, and it's not.
There's a lot of shit in the news at the minute. We all know that, and it's all a big downer, right? But if you want a little pick-me-up, go to I Fucking Love Science, because there's numerous... With every week, we look at numerous stories mm-hmm. from I Fucking Love Science, and we could pick multitude of them. So it's what it's all about. So any listener that's never been to I Fucking Love Science, go to IFL Science right now, and you'll just find some amazing things to look at.
It will give you hope for the future.
Absolutely, my friend, absolutely.
Today, one of these lucky couples could win a dream vacation! Meet Jenna Lara and Donnie Burkett. They're engaged and will be married in August. She's a hairstylist and likes butterflies and watching TV. He's an iron worker and enjoys weightlifting. Meet Kara and Tori Martino. They've been married for 4 years. She's a homemaker who enjoys crafts and going on walks. He's a hairstylist and likes art and jet skiing. They're all here to play the wildest shopping game ever. Shop till you drop. And now, here's the host of Shop Till You Drop, Pat Pitt.
DailyMail.com. Harassed boyfriend jumps to his death after his girlfriend insisted on going into another clothes shop. This is not real, right?
This is real, apparently.
This is real?
This was given to us by a friend, Kata.
Oh, my God.
And New Zealand stuck in the 1920s friend. I think they've only just got cassettes over in New Zealand at the minute. So thank you for sending the cassette to us.
Non-Netflix country.
Yeah, they can't get Netflix over there at the minute. So Netflix is coming next year, though, apparently.
It is, apparently.
So they are catching up slowly. But anyway, this is about a harassed boyfriend who jumped to his death after his girlfriend insisted on going into another clothes shop.
He's 38, man. He's 38.
30, yeah, and I'm with him, right? Fucking with this bloke.
I have been really fortunate. Most of my girlfriends never make me go clothes shopping with them, and I don't do that shit.
I don't do that shit.
So this is literally, I'm going to quote from it. This is by Tara Brady. A man jumped to his death after furious row of his girlfriend's...
Row, thank you.
Furious row with his girlfriend who insisted they go into another clothes shop. CCTV shows Tao Hin Sao, 38, escorting his girlfriend around the shopping mall in Hsinchu, Jiaxing Province, East China. I think I said that way better than I thought I would. After hours, Tao finally had enough and demanded to go home. Eyewitnesses say he could be heard saying they already had more bags than he could carry. But she insisted on going into one more shop where there was a special offer on shoes.
Bitch! And she's got blood on her hands.
An eyewitness said he told her she already had enough shoes, more shoes than she could wear in a lifetime, and it was pointless buying any more. She started shouting at him, accusing him of being a skinflint.
Skinflint.
What does that mean?
That means you're tight.
Oh, tight. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it means you're fucking stingy.
And of spoiling Christmas. It was a really heated argument, quote unquote. The shouted match ended with the man chucking the bags on the floor and jumping over the balcony, smashing into the Christmas decoration on his way down before hitting the floor 7 stories below, causing shoppers
7 stories he jumped.
To flee and panic. Emergency services arrived in a scene, but Tao was killed immediately from the empty.
Seven floors.
A shopping spokesman said his body was removed fairly quickly.
Fucking mop him up. 7 floors down.
He
Jesus
actually landed
Christ.
On one of the stalls below and then fell to the floor. So although the store was damaged, it meant he didn't hit anybody. This is a tragic incident, but this time of year can be very stressful for many people. I can't believe the reporter wasn't cold enough to get a quote from the girlfriend.
I'm with him.
7 fucking stories.
I would have done it as well.
Wow.
I would have fucking done it. Oh.
I would have done it because I lived in China, because China is fucking awful.
China's amazing, mate. What are you on about?
Whatever.
You fucking America, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to live in somewhere I don't have to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, because you've been there, haven't you?
Anyway.
But anyway, I'm with this guy.
Really?
I'm with him.
That bad? Is it that bad?
It's that bad, mate. Amy's very good, to be honest.
Yeah, I bet she is. She doesn't seem like a pain in the ass.
She's an in-out.
Yeah.
Done her shopping, let's go. Mm-hmm. My mum.
Yeah, all my girlfriend, all of them that I'm thinking about, every single one of them, all of them that I live with, all of them that I've dated for long, short periods of time, all of them were very non-shopping girls.
Oh, that's a good thing, man.
Is it the type of girls we date? It's the type of girls we look for, right?
I think
very
but
creative, independent
My mum, for instance, right?
Yeah.
I went shopping. She said to me the other week, because I only work 2 days a week. I work Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
She said, on Thursday, do you want to come Peterborough? I was like, okay, I'll go Peterborough with you.
What is that? Is that like a shopping mall?
It's a town. It's a town.
Town, okay.
And it's got a shopping mall, mm-hmm. right? It's a really shopping mall.
And you live in London, man. I mean, fucking hell.
I don't live in fucking London.
Well, you live close enough to London to call it London. I mean, it's so big.
I'm from London.
You guys must have a lot of shopping malls near you anyway, is what I'm like.
We have shopping malls. Right? Okay. Anyway. So we go into the first shop, and I'm like, what do you need from this shop? I need this, this, and this. All right, go in there, get this, this, and this.
You fell for this, didn't you? Yeah, you totally just...
An hour later, she comes out with 8 bags. Are you done? Can we go home now? She said, what, we've only just got here. No, one shop's enough. Right. Amy says what she wants for Christmas. She goes, I want this, this, and this. I go to the shopping mall, I'll get this, this, and this, and I fuck off home.
Exactly.
I don't look in every fucking store.
No.
And think, oh, this looks nice. I'll buy this fucking bit of tat for £2.50.
I would probably say the most shopping I do is when I'm buying comic books. Or a book, any type of book. If I need a new book, I would go and I would actually shop and look for a book. Other than that, if I want pants, I know what pants I'm going before I go into the pants shop to get pants.
Okay, you've touched on something there. All right. Mm-hmm. If I'm going shopping and I need some new vinyl.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay.
When I used to go vinyl shopping, I would used to say to people, don't come with me. I'm going to be a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Courteous. So you're courteous.
Exactly. I'm courteous. Mm-hmm. And it gives me the time. Because, you know, the whole way you're flicking through all the vinyl and that, and you're looking, you're thinking, oh, I'm being a bit, so you're a bit more quick because you're thinking bad for the person that's outside.
And you're not doing it. Yeah, you're not being polite to them.
I want my own time. Mm-hmm. I want my own time.
Yep.
Same was if I go into like a wine store.
Yeah.
I want to take my time. I want to look at the wine.
Try some maybe. You want to try some maybe?
That'd be lovely. Thank you, sir. Try some. You know what
I
mean?
I agree.
So
yeah.
I'll do that sort of shit on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go, right, I've only come for a few bits.
Or you're going to go like, you're going to go shopping with, you're going to go wine shopping with Amy because both of you enjoy wine. So you're going to go wine shopping with Amy, but you're not going to bring the little one with you because the little one's not going to be interesting in wine, but you're going to enjoy it together.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff you can do together.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, when you go to a mall, I don't know if it's the same as in America. I'm pretty certain it probably is.
Yeah, it probably is.
But you go outside, you're walking down the mall, and you just see men stood outside the front of the shop.
Miserable fucks.
Miserable men just stood there, right? And sometimes, even, because it's only a small sort of place we live in, like if I'm in Cambridge or Peterborough, I'll be outside a shop. And there'll be someone else I know outside another fucking shop down the road. I'm all right, mate. Like, yeah, just waiting for the missus. She's fucking doing something. What is it with these bitches that they fucking need a shop all the time?
I used to, we used to call those guys dogs, like doggies, like pets, because you used to watch them carry all the bags
outside the shop.
Yeah. Yeah. They would be tied outside the shop and then like figuratively tied outside the shop, or you used to watch them carry all their bags. They wouldn't be next to their girlfriend. They wouldn't be next to their wife. They would be behind their wife.
Yeah.
So you would call them pets, like animals, like dogs. I'd be like, oh, there goes another dog. There's another pet. There's another whatever. I have never walked behind my girlfriend. I've walked with my girlfriend. Hell, I've even walked in front of my girlfriend because I've been trying to get somewhere in a reasonable time. But I've never walked behind my girlfriend carrying bags.
I've ever walked behind Amy.
That shit is not going to it's not going to happen. And you may call me misogynist, you may call me an asshole, whatever. That is not going to happen. We are a partnership. We are not one carries the fucking bags, one walks. That does not fucking happen in my relationships. It's not going to happen. Sorry.
I am a bag carrier, to be honest.
I will help, but I'm not the only one carrying bags.
I want to flex my own muscles, you know? You want to be a man, don't you?
You're such a
twat. Like, right, I'm the man of the relationship. It's like when you go to Tesco's. I don't know what you've got over there, you know? You go
Walmart.
You do the big shop.
Walmart.
Yeah?
Yeah, so Walmart, Kroger, whatever.
All right. So when you get out of the car, you're like, right, I'm just about to go in the house.
That's different. That's helping. That's helping.
How many bags?
Yeah.
Do you play the game? How many bags you can get?
Yeah. I play it now. I'm by myself.
I'll get like 26 bags. And then you're walking like a hero.
You get that from your mom. You get that from your mom. You get that reinforcement from your mom. Be like, oh, aunt, can you come help me get the bags out of the car?
She's what the fucking accent was that?
I don't know. It was
Oh, can you get me the bags out of the car?
Aunt, can you get the bags out of the car, please? I would greatly appreciate it. Your mom's Italian, right?
Yeah, she's fucking Italian. No, she's Irish, Italian, fucking British by the sounds of it.
Anyway, yeah. No, I'm not jumping to death.
But I do feel for the guy.
I do too. But you put yourself in that situation. So just put the bags on the floor.
Maybe, right? He should have done this. Drop the bags.
And walk the fuck away.
Walk the fuck away. Where was he? In China?
Yeah, he was in China. He was in a shopping mall in China.
Go to a fucking miso bar, get smashed, and go home.
That's what I would have done.
Don't kill yourself over that. It's not worth killing yourself.
My dad makes a deal. He'll go grocery shopping with my mom. He'll go present shopping with my mom, like Christmas shopping or like birthday shopping.
Right.
But other than that, he's not shopping with my mom. Like, if she wants to just fuck off and go to the mall and shop for, like, clothes and stuff, he's not going.
My dad, I hope he's not listening to this. My dad's a miserable cunt, right?
Yeah.
And my mum loves shopping.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a marriage made in heaven.
Mm. That's an old school mentality right there.
So, you know, he goes, she goes shopping, she's fucking shopping away, and he's moaning fucking all the time. And I said to him the other day, because I work me on, man. Mm. He said, oh, fucking hell, she was fucking doing this. And then I speak to my mum. She was like, he was fucking moaning the whole way. Can't win, can you?
You can't win. Can't win.
Just blokes, don't go.
Don't go. Just stay home. Stay home or go to the pub.
Go to the pub, stay at home, and buy your shit on Amazon. That's the end.
I bought every present on Amazon this year. It was fantastic.
I bought a few on Amazon. Amazon's a good one. But again, I'll go in, I'll do my few bits and fuck off. And I'm home in an hour. So it's easy for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Go home. Enjoy your shit. Fuck off. Don't go shopping with your woman, because you'll just end up jumping from a 7-story mall.
Whosoever, be he worthy, you shall have of the power. Whatever, man. It's a trick.
No, it is much more than that, my friend.
If I lift it, do I get to rule Asgard?
Yes, of course.
I will be fair but firmly cruel. Be right back.
Are you even pulling?
Are you on my team?
Just represent, pull.
All right, let's go. Come on, Cap.
Nothing.
Oh, no, that's not a question I need answered.
The handle's imprinted. Whosoever is carrying Thor's fingerprints is, I think, the literal translation.
Yes, well, that's a very interesting theory. I have a simpler one. You're all not worthy.
How could you be worthy? You're all puppets, tangled in strings. Strings.
Nothing lasts forever.
You like movies. Do you like movies?
I'm a bit of a movie buff. I love my movies. I love my music. I love my movies. I don't watch much TV.
You're a big movie buff, so why aren't you on Old School at the Movies on the Trending Topic Network?
Because they don't want a British guy on there because they hate Brits.
They do hate Brits on there. The only American they have is Canadians, a loudmouth.
Canadians, aren't they? Because they've got inferior complex.
Yeah, that loudmouth
trucker.
Because
they're either French, right? Yeah. And they hate Brits.
Or Canadian.
The old French do.
And they hate Brits.
Or they're sort of English Brits, and they hate us because we're the proper country.
There's no English Brits on there. There's no English Brits on there. There's no English Brits on there. There's Canadians and American. One American. And he's a loudmouth dickhead.
I'm saying, you fucking retard. I'm saying, you get French
Canadian,
Canada, don't you?
Canadian. French Canadian.
French Canadian, and then you get, like, British Canadian.
Okay, now I understand what you're talking about.
The
yes.
British Canadians have the inferior complex
yes,
with
they
us.
Do. Mm-hmm.
And then the French Canadians just hate us because, you know, they're French.
It's
and
true.
That's, it, that's inbuilt.
That's true.
So they're never going to have me on their show. And I don't mind about it.
I think they'd have you on. I think they would have you. I think, I think Old School would have you on, definitely.
I know fucking more about movies than they do. Some of their fucking picks. Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell. Okay. Oh, fucking, what's his name? Fucking Tech. Goddamn, that douchebag. Ugh.
You don't like him, do you?
I can't stand that motherfucker. He has the worst fucking taste in movies I've ever heard in my life. I don't know why he's on that show. What's his name?
Is it Kev?
Kevbo Trek is his name.
That's it, Kevbo Trek.
How the fuck? What kind of
Killer
name
Carp
is that?
Killer Carp's all right. I like a bit of Killer Carp. He's all right.
Yeah. Carp's good.
All right.
Old school's good.
All right.
Yeah. Heavy's good. Heavy's really good on that show, actually.
Heavy's got the best taste in movies out of the lot.
He does.
And don't tell him that.
Yeah, don't.
Because he ain't gonna listen to this.
No, he does not. He does not, because of our religious views. He does not care for this show much. But old school listens, don't you? Old school.
So that fat cunt. That fat fucking cunt.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Old school.
That fat ginger bastard. Fucking hell, he's got a lot going for him, hasn't he?
Yeah, doesn't he?
You fat ginger trucker bastard.
But we do love some old school.
It's all good.
Yeah, we do love some old school, don't we?
I love a bit of old school at the movies. It's one of my favorite shows to listen to.
It is.
It really is.
It has become one of my favorites now. Yeah, definitely.
One day they'll have me on.
Yeah. So we're gonna teach. You guys need to listen to this because we're gonna teach you some shit. Okay, Mr. Old School, get your pen and paper out. Okay, you ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Movies to look forward to in 2015. We're not doing any sound bites, any crazy clips or anything like that. We know the movies that you need to watch in 2015. Definitely. Don't we, Ant?
We sure do. We sure do.
What you got, Ant? You got some shit. Made a list. I like your list. You always like lists.
I like lists. I've picked a top five.
Okay.
But there's a lot of films to watch out for.
There is. There's a lot of films in 2015.
Ant-Man, you looking forward to that?
I am. Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to Ant-Man just because it's a different... Guardians did so well. Ant-Man's going to do well. I like the actor they got to play Ant-Man. Big fan of his. And,
what about the Hateful Eight?
I haven't heard of that. What's about that?
That's a Quentin Tarantino one.
Oh, that's the... Okay, yeah, I have heard of that. Yeah that's the new Quentin Tarantino. Yeah,
the new Quentin Tarantino film with
the
fucking Jennifer Lawrence... Mm-hmm. Zoe Bell, Kurt Russell, Michael Madsen, Samuel Jackson, you know, amazing cast.
It's the spaghetti western he's doing, right?
No.
No, it's not?
No.
I thought it was for some reason. I thought he was doing another western for some reason. I don't know why. But yeah, I'm looking forward to The Hateful Eight. Yep. Anything Tarantino does, I'm in for.
There's also a film by Ridley Scott, which I heard an interview literally today about.
Is it Exodus?
No, it's called The Martian. And I've got a little fact about Ridley Scott.
Okay.
Ridley Scott's parents used to live in my town.
Mm-hmm.
So I love a bit of Ridley Scott.
Okay, congratulations.
So this one's called Martian, and it stars Matt Damon as an engineer trapped on Mars after a dust storm.
Okay.
And I know that sounds really boring, but apparently it's supposed to be really, 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 really good. So
very interesting. I mean, I'm a Matt Damon fan, so...
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
So, what about Mordecai?
Never heard of it. Never heard of that one either.
No? That's the Johnny Depp one?
Nope.
No?
No. Okay. I think I might be... Maybe I saw something on Twitter this week about that one.
Yeah. Johnny's that one.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've got the bomb one coming out.
Yeah, Spectre. We talked about that. Not last episode, but the episode before that. If you guys want to go back and listen, it's episode 6, I believe. 6, yeah. Episode 6,
yeah.
Fantastic. We talk a lot about it. The actors and it looks like a fantastic fucking movie to start the Spectre storyline of James Bond, the bad guy group of Spectre.
Yeah, definitely. Crimson Peak. Did you ever like Crimson Peak?
Nope.
Didn't like Crimson Peak?
Never heard of it. What's that?
What?
Never heard of it.
Oh, I'll move on then.
What is that? What is it? Tell me about it.
Well, it's following the giant robots versus Kajiri Smackdown, Pacific Rim.
Oh, is that? Oh, that's what they're calling it? Crimson Pete?
Crimson Peak.
Peak. That's what they're calling
peak.
It. Peak. So Crimson Peak as in Blood Peak.
Peak, as in peak.
Yes,
yeah.
Peak. That's what I'm saying. P-E-A-K. Yes. Yes, I've heard about that. That's coming out in 2015?
Yep.
Wow. I didn't think they'd be filming that. So, is the same director?
Yep.
Oh, okay, I'm in. I really enjoyed Pacific Rim.
Who is the director?
It was the horror director.
Del Toro,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
I've been thinking of comparing between that and Godzilla, and I've been thinking about it, and I I would probably put them the same. I really enjoyed Godzilla. I enjoyed Godzilla more than I thought I would.
See, right. This is the thing. When people said, like, watch Godzilla, I was laughing at them. And then I've seen a lot of people. I have my go-to critics.
Yep.
And my go-to critics have pretty much said, yes, all right. So that means I'm going to watch it. So I am actually going to watch it.
Most of my friends, and that's where I really, you know, my friends and I, that's where, you know, we go and watch movies together. That's what a lot of, we like video, we like a lot of the same stuff. But movies is one of the main things we like together. So they all watched Godzilla. I didn't get to. They all watched Godzilla. They all said it was okay. You know, Bryan Cranston's on it very much. It's okay. They all said it was just okay. My brother didn't like it very much. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed Godzilla. So I'm really looking forward to it. And then I saw Pacific Rim before Godzilla, and I really enjoyed Pacific Rim.
Yeah, well, there you go. We've already talked about the new one to that.
So I'm gonna like this. I'm assuming I'm gonna like this one too. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to see it in theater again, but I think I'm really gonna enjoy it. What else you got? 2015.
Right, let's move on. Okay, so there's a film called Inside Out which is coming out. So Pixar have had a bit of a drought recently.
Yep.
I suppose their last sort of big hit was Monsters University, which was back in 2013.
No, Brave.
No, that was way before 2013.
It was before. Okay.
Yeah, Monsters University was their last big hit, pretty much.
Okay.
So 2015, we'll see a pair of features from the studio.
Good.
They'll have The Good Dinosaur, which was delayed from last year.
That's going to be big. Anything kids and dinosaur,
kids love.
Kids and dinosaurs, huge.
But the one that's got me interested is Inside Out. It's a new film from Pete Docter, the director of Up and Monsters, Inc. And it's a movie that focuses on the emotions that live inside of us. Not for nothing was the original sort of name for this. But yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. Amongst the voice talent, Mandy Kaling, Bill Hader, who was
Napoleon Dynamite. I was supposed to say Bill Hader.
Yeah, Bill Hader, who was Napoleon Dynamite. Mm. Yeah, and yeah, Pixar scheduled this for a big summer release, so I'd expect this one to do very well.
If you guys haven't seen it, there's a Pixar documentary on Netflix, unless you're Cata, which you can't get Netflix yet.
I don't have Netflix.
Well, there's a Pixar documentary on Netflix about Pixar. It is awesome.
Okay.
It really is very, very interesting. You get to see the inside of everything. You get to see how they make movies, how they do this, how they come about, how they almost went under, how a particular person bailed them out. Really, really good documentary. If you guys like documentaries, you guys will love the Pixar documentary.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Okay, so next one, Avengers Age of Ultron.
My fucking geek boner just got hard.
Really?
Oh, I want to see this so fucking bad. I cannot wait for this. The fucking voiceover for Ultron. Oh.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You're not that looking forward to it as much as I am. You're a Batman fan.
I'm a DC boy.
You're a DC boy, yeah. I'm a Marvel boy.
I'm looking forward to it, certainly, but I'm not looking forward to it as much as...
Okay, so I was thinking about this today because I was reading the rundown today that you made, and I was thinking about it. I mean, Avengers 1 did $1 billion, okay? Like a little over a billion dollars. Worldwide. How much do you think this one's going to make?
1.5
billion?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to crush. I think it's going to be fantastic. I mean,
I don't know what the top are of all time.
Of all time, it's the same thing. It's always...
It's Gone with the Wind.
Always Gone with the Wind.
Per capita.
Do you think we're going to see that...
Number two's Titanic, I'd imagine, but...
Actually, I think Avatar beat number... I think Avatar beat Titanic.
Really?
I think it did.
Per capita? Like, okay.
I think so. I'm pretty sure I'm right with that. I'm not going to look it up, but I'm pretty sure
I'm
right.
Well, they're certainly the top three, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah.
I'd imagine one of these films will break it this year. Avengers. There you go. There's a fucking thing for old Scott the movies.
Yeah.
One film from this year will break the top three movies
of all
grossing
time.
Of all time. Because here's the next few
and
guys.
Is anyone gonna beat the Gone with the Wind mark at this point? I'm not sure if anybody can.
Well, listen to these next films, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Jurassic World, which will do okay.
It's gonna do good. I wanna say around probably $500 million, probably around there, because it's got the guy from it's got the lead actor from
I don't know who's in it.
It's got the lead actor from Guardians of the Galaxy. Lead actor from Guardians of the Galaxy in it.
Oh, Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt's in it. He's a lead. He's the lead. Yeah, he's the lead. And it doesn't. Okay. It's not a reboot. It's like a carry-on story.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Mad Max is coming out, which I'm a big Mad Max fan, and not only that, Devil Vamp.
Tom Hardy's in it.
Who's my boyfriend?
Oh, my boyfriend too.
He's my boyfriend.
He's mine too.
He's my man crush.
He's mine
Tom
too.
Tom Hardy.
Mine too.
He's your man crush too.
Oh fucking yes! Ever since
he's Bronson, every man's man.
Ever
crush.
Since I saw Bronson, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Fucking movie. And if fucking old school at the movies, if you haven't seen Bronson, you guys need to fucking stop right now. Pause this goddamn podcast. Go to Netflix, watch fucking Bronson, and come back because it's amazing.
It's amazing in Bronson.
Fucking goddamn amazing. I love that fucking movie.
To me, Tom Hardy's pretty amazing and everything.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah. What else? Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars might actually break the box off.
You think Star Wars is going to beat Avengers?
I think it will.
But you paused for a second there, which means you don't.
The only reason I pause is because I know Star Wars is going to be released back end of arse end of the year.
December, yeah.
So it will flow on to the next year.
Avengers is summer.
Yeah, exactly. So it will flow on to 2016. But what I said originally about the top three films, grossing films of all time, I think this could possibly be the one that gets in there.
Star Wars and Avengers?
Star Wars over Avengers.
Really?
Yeah, that's maybe my pick for the year. But it's not going to be my favorite film of the year, Devil Vamp.
Really? What's your favorite film of the year?
Bill.
What is that?
Bill? Right, there's a program on British TV. If you can get it in the States on YouTube or something, watch it. Please watch it, guys. It's called Horrible Histories. Now, it's made from some books called Horrible Histories. And it's sort of like a comedy. It's for children. It's a children's book. And
it's been made a lot.
It sort of shows you the gross, you know, it's what children like blood, guts, gore, and comedy, you know? And these people play this to the absolute key. They're absolute fantastic with it. And now they're going to make a movie. They actually done a TV show on Sky in this country as well. Can't remember for the life of me what it's called, but it was also very, very funny.
Here's the you wanted to work.
But now they're making a movie. So it's it is a film that's been under a few people's radar, but it deserves not to be. I don't think it'll be big in America.
Oh, wait a minute. This is the one I wanted to see.
Yeah?
This is the William Shakespeare one.
This is the William Shakespeare one.
Yes, this is what I've wanted to see this for the longest fucking time.
So this is a comedy. So Bill was a big screen debut of the Horrible Histories team as they attempt to do William Shakespeare, what they've been doing for a major historical events on the small screen over here. So if you've never had the pleasure of Horrible Histories thus far, do yourself a treat.
Here's the plot, guys. This. Bill is set during Shakespeare's quote-unquote lost years, the crucial period, long a mystery to scholars. Covering his rise from obscurity to Stratford-upon-Avon to fame as playwright in London. According to the official synopsis, the film will tell the real, quote-unquote, real story of what happens when, quote, hopeless lute player Bill Shakespeare leaves his family and home to follow his dream. It's a tale of murderous kings, spies, lost loves, and plot to blow up Queen Elizabeth, unquote. Writer Richard Bracewell. It doesn't say Richard.
Richard Bracewell.
Yeah, Richard further explained that this is very difficult version of the future bard has already tried everything from contemporary dance to playing lute in a band. He's never found his calling. So it's in other words, it's Bill, like a playbill.
This will be off the wall. I'm telling you now, if you're listening to this and going, what's this going to be about? Just YouTube Horrible Histories, and then you'll get it. You'll get it within about 10 minutes. So please do that and go and watch this movie, because it's not going to be a big American movie. I don't even think it will be released in many American cinemas, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It's going to be predominantly a British release. Yeah. So, but please watch this movie, because it's going to be funny as fuck. So that is this is literally the one movie I'm looking forward to more than any other this year, and that's Bill.
You left one off of this.
What did I leave?
Terminator.
I'm not looking forward to Terminator.
After the trailer, I'm looking forward to Terminator. Terminator Genesis, I'm looking forward to it.
Nothing can beat Terminator 1 and 2. So
Terminator Genesis, the Terminator actually goes back even further. Goes
another time travel paradox.
When she was a baby and actually takes care of her. So instead of when John Connor sends back the original guy to come take care of her,
yeah,
to come save her, the Terminator's already there, and she's been trained.
Brilliant. So the whole thing just makes no sense whatsoever.
Why you got to shit on mine? I didn't shit on yours.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Least, why you got to shit on mine?
At least make it coherent.
Why you got to shit on mine?
I'm not shit on
yours. Yeah, you are.
I'm trying to shit on yours.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, just a little bit.
But at least, right, now I'm not going to shit on it, because at least Arnie's in it.
Arnie is in it. Arnold Schwarzenegger is in it. He's in it in a young form, a old form, and a very old form.
So the fact that Arnie's older, but he's sent before.
He's sent before, but the Terminator skin ages. Just like we age. So he'll get gray hair. He'll get stuff like that. But the only thing is that because he found her when she was a baby, he was able to train her up on how to stop this and how to be a badass.
They're just milking the cow.
Here's the other thing. It's the actress that is the Queen of Dragons from Game of Thrones that's playing.
Oh, the British bird.
Yes.
That's the bird who I saw as boobies earlier.
Yes. So it's the Dragon Queen. I forgot her name.
I don't fucking know.
From Game of Thrones. So Dragon Queen from Game of Thrones
is playing. British bird.
British bird from Game of Thrones is playing the chicken fucking Terminator. It's fantastic. The trailer looks amazing, at least.
I thought they'd go Megan Fox or something like that.
No, it's not a Jerry Bruckheimer film.
Wow.
That fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie was fucking horrendous.
I haven't seen it yet.
It was horrible. It was fucking horrible. It was horrible. Don't watch it. It's not worth it. The only good actor in that whole movie
does them sort of nostalgic films, yeah, doesn't she?
The only good actor in that movie was Will Arnett. It was the best actor in that movie.
Fair
enough.
Fucking
horrendous. Okay. I can't wait till they get a new director in that fucking shit. Anyway, that's pretty much it for this week. Yeah, yeah. We are happy to be on Trending Topic Network. Hope you guys enjoy.
We're sort of happy.
Yeah,
we'd like some more hits.
Yeah, we would like some more hits. It's always good. Hit it. Share us. Rate us.
If you're hitting us, this is the problem. We're getting hit on like 8 different angles.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so share us. Let your friends know what you think about us. If you like us, if you don't like us.
Aren't we?
Yeah, we're pretty much shit. But hashtag CSatire if you guys want to send us any notes or tell us what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. Send us news. As you guys see, Kata made it in this week. It's not just because he's a listener. It's because he sent us a cool story. That's the way it works, right, Ant?
Yep, hashtag CSatire. Yep. It's just basically this show is an English bloke.
And an American bloke.
And an American cunt. So, you know. Isn't it?
Talking bullshit rubbish about the news that we see and that we find.
While we're drunk. So.
Yeah, while we've been drinking. Find offensive or not offensive, and we tell you how it is.
That is pretty much how it
pretty
is.
Much how it is.
So just send us hashtag CSatire if you want like anything on the news that tickles your fancy.
Yep.
Like someone being tickled with their fancies.
Someone jumping 7 stories to their death after shopping.
Yeah, that was a good one. So, shit like that. Well, I don't want nothing serious. We don't want nothing serious. I don't want anything atheist. But,
send me the serious stuff.
What your fucking co-host wants.
Send me the serious stuff. I'll take it.
Yeah, send him it. Send me the funny stuff. At MC Vigilante.
At Devil Vamp am I. And that was your Cerebral Satire. Have a great week, everybody. Have a happy new year. Right, Ant?
Yeah, happy new year, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for days of old lang syne. Twa here on about the brace and put the gowans fine, but we've wandered many weary fet since days of old lang syne, and we twa he paddled in the barn frae morning sun till dine, but seas between us braid he rode since days of old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for days of old lang syne.
Oh, kindness yet for all.